Greetings, people of God. The opening hymn, "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me," is my encouragement to you as we continue into this day and as we consider the week that lies ahead.
Thank you.
Remember the words from Scripture says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Let us pray. Holy God, teach us what it means to have faith in silence. Teach us what it means to have peace of mind and to rest in that knowledge that to lean into you and into your peace are the gifts that money cannot buy. We pray for your mighty calmness to come over us, over our communities and in our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Friends, as we consider our reflection of today, my theme is indeed the title of the hymn, "Let There Be Peace and Let It Begin With Me." The world focused on the death of Nathaniel Julius this past week, and rightfully so. We cannot stand aloof of the violence that affects our communities, and especially where the church needs to speak truth to power and address in a very strong and fearless way that which is wrong within our communities. The death of Nathaniel Julius highlighted so many issues in our communities, amongst others, the violence we just cannot escape. During the month of August, we turned our attention to the plight of our women, and we considered in a very, very intentional way, gender-based violence and femicide. Violence is not gender-specific, age-specific, race-specific. No one person in this entire world is exempted from the dreadful pain that violence brings. Sad, unacceptable, this really is our prayer. God, heal our land and hear our cry. As we consider the word of God against this particular background, I can ask, what's the opposite of violence? The answer is known. The answer is with us. But the answer needs to be exercised. The answer is, the opposite of violence is peace. Listen with me now to the scripture. John chapter 14 verse 27 reads like this. "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The translation from the Message is, "My gift to you is peace. I, the Lord Jesus, don't leave you the way you are used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. Peace is my gift. Receive it." But we need to truthfully say, the past month, we've been shaken by the statistics of violence in our communities. Last week, we were all torn apart by the senseless violence which led to the death of Nathaniel. But how many other deaths have occurred due to violence? Unreported, unrecorded. And God knows that we are afraid for our lives, the lives of our children walking to school, walking back home from school, being shot due to a crossfire in a community in Westbury. God knows that we are afraid. Yet we also stand on the promises of God, which is yea and amen. And we declare today that the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, is a gift that we declare and decree over our own lives, the lives of our families, of our neighbors, the ones we know and the ones unknown, irrespective of color, race, gender, or age. God, may your peace enter in. Lord, indeed, the prayer of our hearts today is that your peace will take residence in our being. All of the events of the past week and weeks directed my spirit to a familiar hymn, and I want for you to please indulge me, as I know it's not Christmas, but I'd like for you to hear me out and to consider with me the words of what is familiar and how we can possibly rewrite, reconsider that particular hymn. It is a fairly well-known Christmas hymn called O Little Town of Bethlehem, written around the year 1868 by Bishop Philip Brooks. The hymn paints a very peaceful picture of a quietly slumbering Bethlehem. This is how it says the particular words. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. The third verse then begins like this. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. Let that just sit with you for a bit. I now invite you, if we might respond to a slight tweak, a tweak in the line where it says, how silently, consider just rewriting it within the background of the violence we have endured and endure. The tweak reads like this, how violent now, how violent now the world now is. Friends, in truth, the gift of Christ by our Heavenly Father came so wondrously into the world. But it also was a violent world in which Jesus was born. Palestine had been under harsh Roman rule for decades by the time of his birth. Herod the Great ruled at the time appointed by the Romans. Time would reveal that he would be quite brutal towards his own people in suppressing uprising after uprising. And so besides the problem of being occupied by Rome, the Jews did not like Herod because of his cruel ways and the fact that he was not a true Hebrew, being by descent an Edomite. Herod, it seems, had quite a free rein while in power, and he defended his position vigorously. This is evidenced in his final years, where he demonstrated a paranoia with regard to his throne, leading him to execute many people he imagined were attempting to take his place. Friends, the killing of children is not new. However, we need to note South Africans in particular are a deeply traumatized people who have become overwhelmed and numbed by the unacceptable high levels of violence each day. So in light of this, I wonder if you would consider what we can do as a people of God, as a community, as we consider violence that is not simply someone else's problem. It is a problem for all. We need to act against violence. I am sure that we each can talk about some violent event that has touched our lives, either directly or indirectly. We probably all know someone who has suffered through violence. We simply cannot go to the way of the world, which is to hide behind high walls in the vain hope that it will eventually go away. Why wait until you or someone very close to you are victims of violence before you become serious about violence in your communities and your country? We all need to get involved. If you see a violent act taking place, get involved by reporting it to the police, along with any other information that might help in your investigation. Do not let your sense of frustration lead you to think, this is a waste of time, or the police will do absolutely nothing. The least we can do is to report crime. Remember, violence affects a community, and it is everyone's problem. I also want to encourage you to choose to minister peace. I remind you of the text from Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called children of God. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 1. Matthew 26, 52. Put your sword back in its place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. People of God, the choice to minister words of peace or words that create more strife is ours. I encourage you to choose peace. I furthermore encourage you to work for peace. You need to be intentional about it. Participate in the conversations that are held in communities and community forums, the place at where it matters, where your voice and your opinion is counted. Hold those in your communities who work and strive for peace. Day by day, there are members of our community who volunteer and work hard to work and witness for peace. Hold them in your prayers. Encourage them by your words. Ensure that they know that you care enough to stand in the places where it matters. Furthermore, to be a peacemaker means you really need to be deliberate in all that you say and do. The words of the hymn says very clearly, take each moment, live each moment, and work for peace eternally. Finally, prevention is always better than cure. Our world needs young people who can grow up in a stable social climate, who will place a high premium on peace and reconciliation as opposed to violence. How sad when parents teach their children that the way to resolve disputes or differences of opinion is to be violent. How sad when the sign of being a man is determined by being able to give and take violence in one form or another. One way we can change the picture in our country is to take care about what our children are exposed to. We can, for example, care about the daily content of what is watched on television. Some parents are not even vaguely aware of what their children are exposed to. In a study done carried out in America, the average child looks at TV something like 12 to 24 hours a week, depending on its age. By the time the average child is 15 years old, he or she will have witnessed the violent destruction of more than 13,000 human beings on television. We can all do better than that. Our children deserve a better future. With God's help, the church should be leading the way to do that better in the future. I'm reminded of the hymn with which we started, which is profound in its simplicity. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be, with God our Creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. People of God, peace is in our hands. Let peace begin with us. Pray this in the name of God our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, the peacemaker, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our ever-present help in times of trouble. Amen. Our intercessory prayer is by Mary Jane Patini.
Someone's crying, Lord. Your servants are crying. Crying from heartache, like the Julius family, having lost a loved one through unnecessary violence. Through cruelty, through gender-based violence, through crime, physical hurt where bodies are broken, and verbal hurt where spirits are crushed. Jesus, we are crying out to you, knowing that you fully understand our hurts. You shed tears when Lazarus died. You know the hurt of betrayal from one close to you. O Lord, bind up the brokenhearted. Someone's dying, Lord. Lord, there are people dying of hunger. They are dying at the hands of others. The corrupt get richer with absolutely no regard to what they are doing to others. O Lord, soften their hearts to what they are really doing. Convict them, O Lord, to change their ways. O Lord, we pray like the people of Israel who bear your name. We humble ourselves, pray and seek your face, and turn from our evil ways. Hear us from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Someone shouting, Lord, shouting out against the very times we are living in. The cruelty, the violence, the crime, the poverty, the evil, the COVID-19 virus. O Lord, protect us as we put on your full armor to fight the evil forces in this world. We put on the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith that puts out the flaming arrows of the evil one. We put on the helmet of salvation and sandals to spread the gospel of peace. Guide us to stand up for what is right and just. Keep us all on the narrow path that leads us to our salvation. Someone's praying, Lord. So often we pray, but we don't know how to pray against the evil that sometimes we feel is overwhelming us. Lord, keep us strong, knowing that you know each one of us better than we know ourselves, knowing that not one hair falls from our heads without you knowing about us. Help us to pray without ceasing, so that we can live in the world, but not of the world. Help us not to grow weary of doing good, and not to fear. For God, dear Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Dear Lord, thank you for hearing our prayer, and keep us safe in your love. Amen.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh Lord, kumbaya. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, somebody's crying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's crying, Lord, come by. Somebody's crying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya.
Our benediction. God is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Hallelujah. Amen.